Well, if momentum is everything in politics, then Boris Johnson might just hope that his Brexit deal, agreed yesterday in Brussels, can win parliamentary approval this weekend. British MPs meet at Westminster tomorrow to debate and pass judgment on the revised EU withdrawal treaty, which would keep Northern Ireland aligned with EU customs rules after Brexit. But support for the deal is on a knife edge after the 10 DUP MPs said they would vote against it. In a moment, we'll talk to the DUP Chief Whip, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson. But first, here's the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, speaking on Primetime last night. He said the Brexit deal is good for all sides on the island of Ireland, but that he has concerns about the relationship with unionists.
This is a deal that protects the Good Friday Agreement, that will protect North-South cooperation, that will protect and maintain an all-island economy that has reinforced relationships and normality for the last 21 years since the Good Friday Agreement, where people are trading to each other, are trading with each other. 13,000 goods vehicles cross the border every single day because we have normality through trade on the island, which is why there is such a strong link between facilitating that trade in the future without barriers and borders and checks to ensure that that normality is sustained. But I am concerned about the relationship between the Irish government and unionism generally, and I and others need to work really hard to rebuild trust that undoubtedly has been damaged. In my view, this is a deal that can work for unionism too, but I'm sure today they don't want to hear me say that, and I'm sure it sounds patronising, but we will work with all communities and all political parties in Northern Ireland to try and make this deal work.
Mr. Coveney said it's now down to Boris Johnson to get the deal over the line in the House of Commons.
I think we should be cautious because this deal, in order for it to come into effect and to deliver a managed, sensible Brexit as we move into a transition phase, needs to be ratified in the House of Commons. So this is really a matter for Prime Minister Johnson. He has certainly made the case today to other EU leaders that he has the capacity to get this through and to get majority support for that. That must be based on something. And so I think we will all watch with interest on Saturday.
Taoiseach Simon Coveney speaking on Primetime last night. A very good morning to you, Geoffrey Donaldson. Thanks for taking our call this morning.
Good morning.
Can we just at the outset be clear in relation to tomorrow's vote? The DUP will vote against this treaty. You will oppose it.
Well, that's as things stand at the moment, yes. We made our position clear yesterday. We continue to have a number of key concerns about what is proposed here, and we're disappointed that the Prime Minister has not fully reflected those concerns in the proposals that have been agreed with the European Union.
So that's as things stand, you say. Is there anything that could happen between now and tomorrow's vote that might alter that position, that might secure DUP support?
Well, we will continue to engage in good faith with the Prime Minister and his team to see what further can be done. I think the key issues are the principle of consent is absolutely crucial for us here. Taoiseach referred in his comments to protecting the Good Friday Belfast Agreement, and for unionists, central to that is the principle of consent. And under the current arrangements, where you want to expand North-South cooperation, and clearly these proposals impact on that, then you require parallel consent, and that has now been done away with as a result of these proposals. And that's a very significant change for us, and I think its implications go way beyond just the question of Brexit. They also go to the heart of the discussions to restore the political institutions.
All right, and I want to come back to that in a moment if I can, but in just keeping the focus on tomorrow's vote, what's your assessment if the DUP does, as you say at the moment, you will vote against this deal tomorrow, what are its prospects for getting through the House of Commons?
I think it will be difficult for the Prime Minister, certainly in my discussions with the government chief whip, it is clear that the numbers are going to be very tight. There are a number of unknown factors, for example, of those Conservative MPs who have either been suspended from the party or resigned from the party in recent times, and there are, I think, up to 21 Conservative MPs, most of whom supported the withdrawal agreement the last time when Mrs. May brought it before the House of Commons. So how those MPs vote this time will be important. But even with those numbers, and if the Prime Minister succeeds in persuading most of the ERG group, the European Reform Group, to back his proposals, he will still need a significant number of Labour MPs to support the New Deal if he's to get it over the line.
And is the DUP actively seeking support for a no vote tomorrow? Are you looking to other to Conservatives and perhaps others as well to back your position?
Well, look, we take our own counsel on these matters, but clearly we have had a number of Conservative MPs, particularly from the ERG group, who've been in touch with us and who are discussing with us what the nature of our concerns so that they can better understand those concerns. And I think there will be some of those MPs who will be influenced by the views that we have shared with them. Mm-hmm. Whether that will cause them to vote one way or the other remains to be seen. They, of course, represent constituencies in other parts of the UK, and they will need to consider what the consequences of this deal are for their areas as well as for Northern Ireland. But I think it's clear from discussions we've had there are a number of Conservative MPs who are concerned about what this means for the constitutional and economic integrity of the United Kingdom, as do we.
They might also be influenced by what I see on the front page of the Daily Telegraph today, the headline, "It's My Deal or No Deal," quoting Boris Johnson, putting it up to all of you, the prospect that if this deal is voted down tomorrow, it could well mean a no-deal departure from the European Union, which presumably is something that the DUP doesn't want.
Well, that is correct. We certainly want to avoid a no-deal outcome. Of course, you'll be aware that a major influence over the last few weeks has been what is known as the Benn Act, which requires the government to seek an extension in circumstances where Parliament has not approved a withdrawal agreement by the 31st of October. So that option is also in play.
Just a final question. You mentioned this issue of consent and the threat, if you like, to that principle in the Good Friday Agreement contained in this Brexit deal. But is it not the case that actually that principle was fundamentally undermined in the Brexit vote when a majority of people in Northern Ireland voted to remain within the European Union, but were told, and they will even under this deal, were told that you're leaving anyway, despite the fact that you haven't given your consent to it? It's a little hypocritical, is it not, to hear you saying that this principle now has been undermined when you've been arguing for Northern Ireland's departure from the European Union without the consent of the people of Northern Ireland?
Well, Brian, you will know that this was a United Kingdom referendum. If you would be absolutely right. If this had been a referendum held in Northern Ireland alone, your thesis would be correct, but it's not, because this was a UK-wide referendum in which Northern Ireland participated and the United Kingdom voted by majority to leave the European Union, and we are seeking to respect those wishes. That does not impact on the principle of consent. Principle of consent in Strand 2 of the Good Friday Belfast Agreement is very clear that if you're to change the nature of the relationship between Northern Ireland and the Republic, and clearly these proposals will do that in spades, then that requires parallel consent. Now, that has not been included in these proposals, and that is a major concern for us. And I simply reiterate that that has significant implications for the restoration of the political institutions, and that's something I think we all need to bear in mind.
Geoffrey Donaldson, there we leave it. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. 22 minutes past 8.